You're listening to The Faith Experiment, the daily edition with Robbie Bergen, your daily dose of experimenting with ancient manuscripts. Join Robbie now as he helps you to apply ancient truths to our modern lives.
Today's claim comes from Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Imagine a garden overrun with weeds, the flowers and vegetables choked, unable to grow to their full potential. Now, envision the gardener coming in, pulling out the weeds, tilling the soil and planting new seeds. The garden begins to transform. It thrives and blossoms. This is like the renewal of our minds. This verse from Romans emphasizes the importance of renewing our minds as a way to transform our lives. Just like a garden overrun with weeds, our minds can be filled with negative thoughts, doubts, and misconceptions about ourselves and about God. These thoughts hinder our growth and connection with God. By renewing our minds, by filling our thoughts with God's truths and promises, we uproot the weeds and make room for positive growth, aligning our lives with God's perfect will. Today's experiment: identify a weed in your mind. It could be a negative thought, doubt, or misconception that's holding you back. Write it down. Now search the scriptures to find a promise or truth from God that counters that weed. Write down the scripture next to the weed. Spend some time in prayer asking God to help you renew your mind with His truth. Keep this piece of paper in your Bible or another safe place as a reminder to continually seek renewal through God's Word. Each time you encounter the weed in your mind, counteract it with the scripture you've written down, allowing God's truth to renew and transform your mind.
That was Robbie Bergen with your daily faith experiment for today. To find more faith experiments that you can put into practice each and every day, visit faithexperiment.com and look for daily faith experiments. And be sure to tune in tomorrow for your next daily faith experiment.